Good afternoon. A storm system currently moving through the region has pushed a round of rain through the area earlier today. A southerly wind flow will allow temperatures to continue to climb, and most locations will be in the middle to upper 60s through the afternoon, with some places in the mid and lower Hudson Valley, east into New England, reaching the lower to mid 70s. Across the northern parts of New York and New England and out into the Mohawk Valley, readings will stay in the lower 60s. As we get into the afternoon hours with the milder air, scattered showers and thunderstorms will become more likely. This activity will continue into the evening hours. Then as the cold front pushes through the region, we'll start a drying trend overnight tonight with partly cloudy skies and temperatures dipping back into the lower 40s on average by tomorrow morning. This will set us up for a beautiful three-day weekend. High pressure building in tomorrow will produce plenty of sunshine, although temperatures will be much cooler behind this system with highs staying in the middle to upper 50s. But just as quickly as that cool air moves in, it'll be on its way out, and by Sunday we'll enjoy a good amount of sun mixed with some clouds. With that high pressure dominating, it'll stay dry, and temperatures will push back into the middle and upper 60s. Even warmer for Columbus Day on Monday, with a mix of sun and clouds, a developing southwest wind will push temperatures into the lower 70s. The next front is scheduled to arrive on Tuesday with the chance of showers and maybe a thunderstorm back into the mid-60s, then cooler lower 60s through the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms for the northeastern part of the country and a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms also for western and central West Virginia into the middle and eastern parts of Tennessee. Daytime heating in the northeast, along with enhanced mid to upper level westerly winds, should yield thunderstorms in short line segments and a couple of embedded supercells. The primary hazard should be isolated damaging winds, but a tornado is possible where the strongest low level winds remain prevalent. To the south, the belt of moderate mid level winds will be present during the afternoon within the evolving split flow environment. As scattered thunderstorms develop along the front, a few multi-cell clusters may evolve east and southeastward with the risk for locally damaging winds. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 105 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 21 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm in the mid-70s. Boston, increasing clouds with showers and highs in the lower 70s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with showers and a thunderstorm and highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees. The average low, 42. The record high, 83, set in 1949. And the record low, 27 in 2001. Sunrise this morning at 7:01 a.m., sunset this evening 6:23 p.m., 11 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain today and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Evening showers, then gradual clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the lower to mid-70s. Showers and storms this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with showers today and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-60s. Evening showers, then gradual clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Deconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Showers and storms this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with showers today, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 60s. Evening showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, then gradual clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, much cooler in the middle to upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday back into the middle and upper 60s. Lower 70s with a mix of sun and clouds Columbus Day, breezy and warm. The risk of a shower or thunderstorm on Tuesday back to 65. A mix of sun and clouds near 60 on Wednesday. And a chance of showers Thursday with highs in the lower 60s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.